We had all our rations brought up by the cookhouse, right up through with Dixies and that kind of thing. But I can't remember what food we had much there.
Did you get any hot food?
Oh yes, yes, up to the front line.
Was that prepared?
Prepared down in the base. It had to come all up through those trenches in Dixies, because there was no possibility of them doing it down in the trenches.
What about tea? Could you make tea in the trenches?
Yes, they make plenty of tea.
How would you do that in the trenches?
Well, they had we had Dixies then, in those days, and you make a bit of a fire down in the dugout and boil your water in your Dixies, and which is I don't know if you've heard of a Dixie before, and then you simply put your tea in and stir it up and.
Yes.
You never had milk.
When you were brewing up, where would you make your fire?
Down in the dugouts, because there was plenty of room. Plenty of room in the dugouts. Because these were German trenches we were in. They'd been taken over by the Canadians, that we were supposed to go on out and fill their gaps. And, you would brew it up either there or in the trenches, because there's always little dugout... observation posts, quite a lot along.
What would you use for lighting your fire with?
Oh, I suppose we had matches, I should think so.
Yes, but what sort of kindling?
Oh, any bits of stuff you could find, bits of wood, paper, plenty of paper, yes. Newspapers that were left in the dugouts, and bits of wood.
I was thinking that if you were making fires to brew tea, wouldn't this expose you to the Germans? They'd see the smoke from the fire.
Well, I don't think we had such big fires as that. I think we just had a small fire and just boiled a kettle up, the Dixie up. But not in the dugouts, you wouldn't. I can't remember making any up in the trenches. I think it was always brought up to you from down below. Of course, we were pretty deep. The dugouts were quite a good way there. You gradually go down, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was always brought up to us. It was on guard.
Yeah.
It was on duty, walking up and down and keeping your eyes open, and then get into these, grooves, so as you look out and your tin hat with your